Good evening, Boo Crew. I'm R2UK, better known as Ruth, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. It's Monday the 4th of October 2010, about 8 o'clock in the evening, and my husband John, better known as Floyd UK, has just nipped out to get the Chinese takeaway that we're having for tea, because we've earned it. And I just wanted to take a few minutes to record some thoughts about the news that has been published today that a chap called Robert Edwards has been awarded the Nobel Prize for Medicine. Robert Edwards, for those who haven't heard of him, is one of the two guys who pioneered in vitro fertilisation, or IVF, for as a means of helping infertile couples to have children. And I must say, I'm going to try and not wobble while I'm recording this, but I've actually been quite emotional about this, because both of our children, Catherine and David, were conceived via IVF. You know, if it wasn't for the research that this man did, we probably wouldn't have kids. And this is definitely something that John and I will talk on about on our podcast as well, on Just Relax, It'll Happen. Because I'm sure there's an awful lot to say, and we would like to share the two of us discussing it. But I just wanted to capture my own thoughts because I've been really emotional about it. And it's so difficult to put into words how it feels to sit in your doctor's office after going through various treatments and various tests and all the indignities that you have to suffer when you can't get pregnant, and to be told that the only chance you've got, the only way you might be able to get pregnant, is via IVF. And it's much like before you have kids. The people who already have kids look to you and say, oh, it's hard work, but it's worth it. And you can have no idea what the hard work of having kids is like. You can't imagine how it feels to have sleepless nights or to be stressing about this tiny person who's dependent on you. And nobody can explain it to you. You have to experience it. And to me, being told that you can't have kids is a similar sort of thing like that. It's like being hit in the stomach. You know, if you're a couple who want kids and who've been trying for kids, to be told you can't is heartbreaking. And for John and I, we thought we had more treatment options. We thought there was going to be other things that we could try. And we considered IVF as the last resort, the big guns. You know, if nothing else works, you could try IVF. But that's tough stuff. And so to have our journey cut short and to be sat in that doctor's office and to be told the only way you're going to have kids is IVF. It's huge. And, you know, I was reading the press articles today about Robert Edwards, about how he worked through the 50s, 60s and 70s to perfect the techniques before Louise Brown, the first ever IVF baby, was born in 1978. How they didn't get any, they couldn't get funding. They faced an awful lot of opposition because, you know, the church opposed messing with God's plan, and a lot of people, it was unpopular to an awful lot of people. They relied on private donations to keep the research going. And apparently, to date, about 4 million of babies have been born as a result of IVF. And that's 4 million people. Well, maybe less than that, but that's, you know, 4 million miracles out there. Like my Catherine and my David. And that's brilliant. And if there's a guy who deserves the Nobel Prize, it's that guy. I'm going to wrap up there, but I just wanted to capture that because I think it's brilliant.